It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, flu cases are on the rise in Wisconsin. We'll learn what could be causing that spike.
First, two candidates are vying for Wisconsin's top education job. Tony Evers has served as the state superintendent for the Department of Public Instruction since 2009. He's running for re-election. He's challenged by former district superintendent Lowell Holtz.
And last night, both candidates attended a public forum where they spoke on issues including the impact of Act 10, school voucher funding, and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
Molly Beck joins us now. She's the Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, and she covered that forum last night. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, tell us about the forum. This is not one of those really high-profile races in Wisconsin. Were people there? Was this a lively event?
There were a few people there. It was mostly other school district superintendents. There were a couple of former candidates in the superintendent race over the years. Dan Mobley, he was there. Jeff Holmes, who's the Germantown School District superintendent who dropped out of this race, he was there. The write-in candidate from Racine, Rick Melcher, he was there too. There's a number of, you know, school-related organizations, representatives from them were there too. So it was a pretty small group, but interested group.
Can you talk about the range of issues that they covered there?
Sure. They talked a lot about, the effect of Governor Scott Walker's law, Act 10, that related to collective bargaining and its effect on school districts and whether it was a good thing or a bad thing. And they disagreed on that. The candidate, Will Holtz, who is a former Whitnall superintendent, he said that as a superintendent that law helped him stop laying off teachers, while incumbent Tony Evers said that law has turned off what he said was an entire generation of future teachers. So they disagreed on that. They agreed on repealing the state law that requires the school year start date to be September 1st. And they also talked a little bit about funding and the state's school voucher systems and Donald Trump's education secretary, Betsy DeVos.
Let's get into Act 10 a little bit. And the idea of a teacher shortage, at least at some Wisconsin schools, in some specialty areas in particular. Tony Evers, you were saying connecting dots between Act 10 and a possible teacher shortage, future and present, or present and future.
Right. I think research shows that the declining enrollment in teacher preparation programs in colleges and universities in Wisconsin does reflect a nationwide trend, but he did say that Act 10 had an effect on that. He said that he believes that it has kind of politicized that profession and people are less interested in entering it because of that. So he's concerned that law may have turned off some people to that profession because of it.
And another issue that the two candidates have disagreed on in the past has to do with funding for voucher schools as an alternative to private school or to public schools. What kind of things do we hear at the forum about that?
Sure. Tony Evers, he said that he does not like the way the expansion of the state voucher system has been paid for. So he does not want the expansion to be, quote, at the expense of public schools. While candidate Will Holtz, he's very supportive of school vouchers and school choice. They both did agree that both schools, you know, public schools and private voucher schools should be measured the same and required to report the same kind of data. So the accountability systems are the same, but they did disagree on whether this system should be expanded or not.
Talking to Molly Beck from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at last night's forum in the race for superintendent of public instruction in Wisconsin, the state's top job in education. Molly, let's take a look at what they had to say. They were, had their eyes on Washington a little bit and the new education secretary at the federal level, Betsy DeVos. What was some of the back and forth there?
Sure. Will Holtz, he said that he doesn't know too much about her, but he said that he is encouraged by the things that Donald Trump has been saying about returning some power back to states and school districts in determining how they want to approach education. And he said if she delivers on that, he would be very, very supportive of her. Tony Evers said that he thinks that he is more qualified for that job than she is, and also said that he is concerned about what kind of advocacy she will be doing and whether she will be advocating for public schools as well as private voucher schools, which she has, you know, worked for many years to expand across the country.
Any other issues that came up that they agreed or disagreed on that struck you?
So, something that came up after the forum was this whole controversy over the campaign-related email use that a liberal advocacy group, One Wisconsin Now, has released some emails showing that Will Holtz has done some campaign work on his school district account when he was superintendent of the Whitnall School District. And when they were talking about that, he pushed reporters to cover the Tony Evers had done the same thing in his 2009 race. So that was something that came up after the forum that they spoke at length about.
And then this is all after the thing with Lowell Holtz and the candidate who didn't make the cut in the primary. They had the weird back and forth about supposed job offers if they dropped out of the race.
Right. That didn't actually come up at this forum at all. There weren't any questions about it. And really, the focus on the so-called controversy was mostly on these campaign-related emails. But that certainly has been, an issue that the Evers campaign has hammered down on, that the controversy of the job offer in exchange for dropping out of the race and take over school district.
Now, this is the only contested statewide race. We have officially a race for the state Supreme Court. There is one candidate in that race, the incumbent. As a state capitol reporter, is there a lot of buzz about this, or is this just kind of a quiet election season from where the capitol is concerned?
Sure. It had been very quiet up until just a couple weeks ago when a third candidate, John Humphreys, released this document that showed he and Lowell Holtz had discussed this proposal that he said was from Lowell Holtz that, would offer this job at DPI if one of them got elected in exchange for dropping out of the race. Since then, it's been, there's been a lot of focus on this race because of that and a lot of interest. But other than that, not really. You saw the voter turnout in the primary election less than 10%.
And then what do you think we might see from the candidates between now and Election Day, April 4th? Are there more forums? Are we expecting to see lots of campaign advertising, maybe from outside groups?
Right. That remains to be seen. I tried to do a story on that a few days ago, and I talked to some groups that may spend in that race, and they were pretty quiet on whether they had decided to do that or not. I think, you'll see a few ads, but I'm not sure that you'll see a whole lot of new forums or debates. There's a couple scheduled, but we'll see how it shakes out.
And I will say, a couple weeks before the election, the Joy Cardine Show is looking to host both of the candidates. I don't have an exact date on that, but watch this space. And Molly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Molly Beck. She's state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. She joined us to talk about the race for state superintendent for the Department of Public Instruction. There was a forum that the two candidates held last night. The general election for the state superintendent, again, is on April 4th.